This is The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. Today, I am your beauty consultant. That is, if you're looking for tips on what makes a person really beautiful. Yesterday, I shared how you can make your lips attractive by paying attention to the words that come from your lips. Now, today, I have a beauty tip for your eyes. Jesus said, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness." Jesus uses an obvious illustration about eyes to explain the importance of spiritual eyesight. When our physical eyes function properly, we can see whatever is visible. But poor eyesight means that images are distorted and we're seeing the world around us with poor perception. The kind of beautiful eyes we need are what I call forever eyes. The ability to see our circumstances and our worlds and the people in our worlds from an eternal perspective. When our eyes are forever eyes, they make our whole body bright. This kind of eyesight helps you see people the way Jesus sees them. It enables you to be compassionate and loving toward others because you see them through forever eyes. It gives you a right perspective of the circumstances of your life and keeps you from being obsessed by things that don't really matter. I well remember a time when I worked for a difficult manager and I just kept trying to get out of that job, but finally God made it clear that He had me there working for that difficult person for a reason. God wanted to change me. So for the first time, I began to pray that God would help me see this man the way God saw him, to see him through forever eyes. I have to tell you that changing the focus of my eyes changed me overnight, and from that day forward, I was able to have compassion for this man. Beautiful eyes are those that see from God's perspective rather than from a selfish one. How do you get forever eyes? You just pray them on each day. For those of us who wear glasses or contacts, we have to put them on each day, right? Well, the same is true for forever eyes. Each morning you pray for God to give you forever eyes for that day. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you." That's a good way to start your day. Pray that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened so you can see through God's eyes. Then I promise you will have beautiful eyes. My book, Living with Forever Eyes, will help you have the right attitude toward your job and everything else. To order or find out more information, visit our website at christianworkingwoman.org.